USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tedros Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization, says that he is self-quarantining after someone he was in contact with tested positive for COVID-19. In a tweet Sunday, he added that he was symptom-free and feeling well. I am well and without symptoms, but will self-quarantine over the coming days in line with WHO protocols and work from home, Tedros said. Friendly's Restaurants files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy relief and has agreed to sell most of its restaurants to a Connecticut-based firm, the Amici Partners Group. At its peak, there were more than 700 Friendly's locations. Friendly's CEO, George Michel, said that while his company had worked hard to update itself, the ongoing pandemic added a new layer to the challenge. Unfortunately, like many restaurant businesses, our progress was suddenly interrupted by the catastrophic impact of COVID-19, Michel said. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The governor of Texas is calling for National Guard support following the election. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Governor Greg Abbott confirms the Texas National Guard will be used to protect cities if there are violent protests following the election. Troops have been sent to several cities this weekend to stage. While speaking in Houston, the governor refused to get into specifics, though he did say decisions about when and where troops would be sent will be made on an as-needed basis. This historically red state is considered purple, with Democrats looking to turn Texas blue. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
When NASA astronauts and Russian cosmonauts entered the International Space Station for the first time on November 2, 2000, they became the first of many to shack up in the orbiting laboratory 227 miles above Earth. Scientific research and a proving ground for future space exploration for 20 years now. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Can the major influx of people leaving California and moving to Texas make a difference in the way the Lone Star State votes? USA Radio News' Val Dior has some answers.
The streets of Texas provide no answers as to how this election will turn out. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you do see more signs supporting Biden than those for Trump. Traveling south to the Houston area last week, different result. This historically red state has been hit by a massive influx of out-of-state residents. Californians moving here to escape housing costs and taxes they can't afford there. Will that blue wave be enough to wash away the red? Well, the president said Friday he's not worried. Many Republicans here say they are. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It's that time of year again. No, not Thanksgiving, not Christmas, not New Year's Eve. The McRib is coming back. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki serves the details.
This time you won't need a website or an app to find the normally rare menu item. McDonald's is bringing back its popular McRib sandwich nationwide on December 2nd. It's the first time the sandwich has had a large rollout since 2012, despite making yearly appearances since then. The McRib had always been a limited-time release, and then only sent to certain markets. The concoction of pork, pickles, onions, and barbecue sauce has been a popular pick for McDonald's diners since it first appeared on menus in 1982. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.